We're backstage with principal percussionist Chris Devinny, looking ahead to the second half of the concert and American in Paris. It was written in 1928. Gershwin was enjoying Paris, but homesick for America too, so it has these different influences. I understand it's scored for bass drum, cymbals, orchestra bells, snare drum, suspended cymbal, taxi horns, tom-tom, triangle, woodblock, xylophone. As principal percussionist, do you decide who plays what?
Yeah, that's one of my jobs. Unlike other instruments in the orchestra, second clarinet or first bassoon, whatever it may be, those instruments literally have their parts stamped on their music. Percussion parts are not written that way. They're just an array of instruments, and I'm supposed to decide who plays what when, and that's one of the jobs that I have.
So how do you do that?
Well, generally, I will decide what I want to play first, because it's easier that way. Then I know what else to assign anyone else. I guess you could say that I hog the best parts, but I try not to do that, actually. My colleagues in the section, I think we're all very competent to be able to play anything, and so I think it's an open door kind of a thing where I ask them if they want to play something in particular, they let me know, and I'll usually assign them that. In this particular piece, I'll be playing xylophone and glockenspiel. I should say, when you said all those other instruments, yes, that's true. Gershwin wrote them, though, almost with the understanding that they were kind of to indicate or to sound like, assimilate a drum set player. So, for instance, the snare drum part is not just played with regular snare drum sticks. Oftentimes, it's played with brushes. And brushes are a little fan of steel wire, essentially, that's extended and run across the head. It gives kind of a effect, and he utilizes that like a drum set player would, and so that's part of the charm of the harkening back to America that he uses in the piece.
So he orchestrated it for all those orchestral percussion instruments in order to sound like a drum set?
Yeah, basically. At least there are spots within the piece that it easily could be played almost really by one person sitting behind a drum set. That's the feel in spots. Some spots are very grand and impossible to get the volume, literally, to fill an orchestra in other spots. But some spots are actually very jazzy, and that's the American charm that he's using.
So you have all of these instruments, and how many percussion players?
Five. We have three full-time players in the orchestra plus one timpanist, but it requires five people to perform this piece. So then we also use extras as repertoire demands.
And so you're running from instrument to instrument.
Well, yes and no. Running, we try not to do. if we were running, we would just be a distraction. So that is actually a concern of ours all the time, is that we try to be as graceful as we can moving from instrument to instrument. And as the repertoire demands it, that actually requires us to decide whether to hire an additional person to make sure that we're not harried as we do that.
Does this piece in particular illustrate the way percussion adds both rhythm and color? And can you name any particular parts of it?
Yeah, right from the very beginning, xylophone starts and accentuates and syncopates the opening rhythm that is kind of volleyed around the orchestra. Obviously, mallet instruments are melody instruments, as opposed to other instruments in the percussion section, which are not melody instruments. We kind of play both roles in that regard. Some people just think of percussion as rhythm instruments, and that's true. However, there are other instruments that do play melodies, that do accentuate the melodic nature of a piece, and we're responsible for those too. And he does incorporate very effective writing for xylophone and glockenspiel, or orchestra bells, same thing, in this piece.
And one of the more unusual percussion instruments in the piece are the taxi horns.
Yes.
And there's somewhat of a controversy about them now.
Yes, an article appeared in the New York Times. It basically was talking about scholarly research being done at the University of Michigan on a variety of things, Gershwin. And one of them was the speculation that the taxi horn pitches that had been used standard for decades now were actually the wrong pitches that Gershwin himself wanted. In that article was a link to a Victor recording that Gershwin oversaw in the late 20s. And if you listen to that recording, indeed, the taxi horn pitches are different, totally different than anything we use or any other orchestra has ever used.
So the orchestras have been using taxi horns based on the published score.
Exactly. And in that published score, the way Gershwin indicated four different pitches of taxi horns was A, B, C, and D. However, just the letters, not the actual notes as they appear on a musical staff. So it was assumed, based on that, that he wanted the pitches A, B, C, and D. That was what was assumed, and that's what was used, those particular pitches.
And I understand Toscanini even recorded it that way in 1945, and that was a classic recording.
Exactly. Now, what was interesting about the article was that the friend of mine plays in the Chicago Symphony. His name is Jim Ross. Jim Ross's dad played in the Cincinnati Symphony. He was a percussionist. And he actually has a photo of George Gershwin standing next to his dad with the four taxi horns that were used for the Cincinnati Symphony's premiere of the piece. And if you look at the picture of those four horns, they look different than the four horns that we've been using. And the four horns we've been using are the same four horns that any orchestra has been using for decades. That actually made me think maybe this guy's onto something. So, because of social media these days, as soon as that article came out, my email was flooded with people inquiring, hey, is this right? Is there anything to this? What do you think? Blah, 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 blah. And of course, you know, I don't think of myself necessarily as an expert, but all of a sudden I realized I better check this out. So I did some research, called my friend Jim. He told me about this, just happened to be his dad that had the photo. And I said, well, maybe there's something to this. So I got another email the following day from our music director, Yannick, requesting to try to use the new pitches, the new old pitches. And that sent me on a quest to try to find them. Turns out they're not standard. You can't just order them anywhere. So I had to do a little bit of digging. The pitches were on order. Unfortunately, those pitches, those new taxi horn pitches, have not arrived for our performance. I was hoping that would be the exclamation point on this story, but alas, you know, it turns out just by coincidence, we're performing this piece so soon after this article came out that there wasn't enough time to get the pitches in. Hopefully one day we can have another performance and we will use them then, but we don't have it for this one.
Thank you so much, Chris DeVinny.
Thank you.